This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. We're here with our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week, Chase Strother of New Buffalo High School Tennis. And at number four singles, Chase won the BCS Conference Championship with straight set wins over Brandywine and a 6-4, 6-3 win over Buchanan. He followed that up later in the week by winning the individual number four singles championship at the regional competition. Again, a straight set win over Brandywine and then a 6-2, 6-4 win over Buchanan, and then beating Berrien Springs 3-6 and 7-6, 6-1. That's a really nice week. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We go back to earlier in the week and you win the conference championship. Number one, how's it feel to be crowned a conference champion?
It feels pretty good. You know, it's never happened before, so it was definitely a new feeling to get used to. I got so many congratulations when I got back to school. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Beginning of the season, did you think a conference championship would have been realistic?
No, I didn't, because a month prior to the season starting, I got into a car accident and my wrist got injured, so I couldn't play for the first 3 weeks of the season. So going into the season, I hadn't hoped for much, so it was cool to see that I could win that at the end of the season.
Well, then on top of it, then you win a region. So if you didn't think conference is going to be possible, probably you wouldn't think regional would be possible. I mentioned in conference you beat Brandywine and Buchanan. You come back and play Brandywine and Buchanan again in regionals before you get to Berrien Springs. Is it easier because you just saw those guys earlier in the week, or is it kind of nerve-wracking because you saw those guys earlier in the week?
It's definitely nerve-wracking because going into it, I know I won, but I know I can't relax and play, you know, loosely. I have to be strict with myself in order not to have them be more confident than I am and then pull a win over me, so...
And then you close out winning the regional championship with the win over Berrien Springs, a team that qualified for the state competition. That's a big win. Take us through that match and how that went for you.
Yeah, so earlier in the season, I played against Berrien Springs, and it wasn't a very close match. I think I lost 6-2, 6-4. So going into it, I was a little bit nervous. But I think by the end, we were both very tired, and it was just a game of who can last longer.
Okay.
So that's probably why we went into three sets. So he won the first set, and then after that, I just told myself, like, this is the end of the season. You got to just go through. You'll be fine afterwards. So I just lasted longer than him.
Do you set yourself any goals coming into this season? You mentioned the car accident, and so you were delayed getting started and all that. What kind of goals do you set for yourself?
Before the car accident, I wanted to win conference and regionals because I knew I was going to have a lower spot than last year because of combining with LMC. I know they're all good players, so I was hoping that since I was at a lower spot, I would have a better chance of winning. Then after the car accident, my main goal was just getting back to playing, not being injured, not letting that affect me. So really just having a couple wins throughout the season, not even placing in conference and regionals, but it was very cool to see that I could surpass my goals.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of tennis, any other activities you're involved here at New Buffalo?
I'm in our SAD group, it's Students Against Destructive Decisions. So we do a lot with our school and like presentations and things about drunk driving and all that before like homecoming and prom. That's pretty fun. Not really anything else, though. I'm pretty much focused on my studies. So.
And I was here a couple weeks ago for the road trip. If I can remember, is it golf you also play?
Yes, I do play golf in the spring.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can remember, tennis was your favorite sport.
Yes, tennis is by far my favorite sport. If we could play it all year, I would. So.
Well, hey, Chase, congratulations on the conference and the regional championship. And you'll have one more year to go, so you have loftier goals to set for next year.
Yes, I do. Hopefully I'll move up in the position, so that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chase Strother of New Buffalo High School Tennis is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.